The U.S. isn't the only country struggling with migrants from Central America. Mexico's president recently announced plans to crack down on the illegal flow of people into his country. He wants to strengthen security along Mexico's southern border with Guatemala. That has human rights advocates worried. They say the country's immigration service is already strained and has a reputation for abuse. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this story about several migrants who claim they were abused. And a warning, some details in this story may be upsetting to listeners.
Nicaraguan Elvis Ariolorio moved to Mexico 4 years ago. He says last year he couldn't pay his visa fee and it expired. Immigration officials came looking for him at his job in Mexico City.
Me agarró del cuello, me apretó muy duro, me lastimó bastante. Le dije,
the officer grabbed me by the neck. He squeezed me hard and really hurt me. I said to him, "Sir, with all due respect, please don't treat me that way. That's not even how a dog should be treated."
Lorio spoke to me by phone. He's currently staying with a priest who helps migrants in southern Mexico.
Me dio un golpe en el pecho y me sentó, me dice.
He says the officer struck him in the chest, put him in a squad car, and took him to Mexico City's immigrant detention facility, the largest in the country. Lorio says he was strip-searched, struck several more times, and detained with MS-13 gang members. Lorio says he repeatedly stood up to officers, condemned conditions and treatment, and demanded to speak with a Nicaraguan consular representative. Soon after, he got a chilling threat.
Ya cuando ya me iba a mi celda, me dijo el licenciado este,
one day, as I was taken back to my cell, an officer said to me, "Elvis, remember what I'm telling you. It's either your silence or your life."
2 days later, Lorio says hooded officers removed immigrants from his cell block and lined them up. He says he was taken to a room, forced to strip, performed demeaning exercises, and eventually restrained and raped. 2 days later, he was deported back to Nicaragua. He says he returned to Mexico to seek justice and has filed a formal complaint. NPR was unable to obtain a copy of the complaint from Mexican officials. The priest helping Lorio declined to provide a copy, saying only that the case was very delicate. And it's difficult to confirm Lorio's story. Immigration officials have declined repeated requests for interviews. Multiple requests to Mexico's Interior Department, which oversees the National Immigration Service, were also denied. In the past 4 years, Mexico's Human Rights Commission has detailed abuses in the country's detention facilities, ranging from unlawful lengthy detentions to a case last year of a drunk guard raping a 16-year-old Honduran girl. Few human rights advocates are allowed into Mexico's detention centers. Carolina Carreño with Sin Fronteras, a non-governmental advocacy group, is allowed scheduled visits, but she says authorities restrict her movements.
Las personas que han estado a veces más tiempo en la estación migratoria a veces sí nos han reportado pues ciertos actos de corrupción.
Carreño says detainees complain of multiple abuses. They aren't informed about their cases, repeatedly held longer than allowed by law, and guards take bribes to bring in everything from cigarettes to cell phones. And Carreño says authorities were not prepared for the surge of migrant minors who've recently come through Mexico.
Nos encontramos con edades menores, ¿no?
She says minors younger than 15 are supposed to be transferred to Child Protective Services. But she says she's seen children as young as 12 and 13 detained and even housed with adults. More minor children have been deported from Mexico in the first half of this year than all of last year. Of the more than 8,000 Central American minors deported last year, only 50 were granted asylum. Sergio Aguayo, a Mexico City political science professor, says the government has a schizophrenic attitude about migration.
We criticize how the U.S. treats our immigrants, and we deny how we treat Central Americans.
Authorities say they're working to clean up the immigration system. Sergio Alcocer is Mexico's Undersecretary of Foreign Relations. He says the government's new plan to beef up border security will better control the number of people passing through Mexico.
Having a larger number of these migrants, it doesn't help in terms of the quality of service that we can provide.
Human rights advocates are skeptical that the treatment of Central American migrants will improve. In the National Human Rights Commission's last report, it expressed great concern for, quote, the lack of interest or incapacity of authorities to resolve this neglected problem. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.